Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by for another podcast, and I hope you're having a fantabulous day today. And I hope all is going well for you. And I hope that you're really, really doing well. And in this podcast, I wanted to touch briefly on, you know, what is currently underfoot across the world. And because seeds are under attack. Seeds that you plant to for farming. Seeds are under attack across the world. You know, we see it in Africa. We see it in Latin America. We see it in Asia. You know, there's been that industrialization and control of seeds in Europe and America for some time. And we are now seeing the efforts that are put in place in other countries. And primarily I focus on Africa because that's where I'm at. And I'm very much interested as an African. I'm very much interested in what is happening in terms of seeds, in terms of food. But of course I'm interested worldwide because all people deserve to have foods that are as natural as possible and to have control over their food supply. And what we are seeing is that, you know, there are laws that are cropping up in various countries that are placing limitations on farmers as to what they can do and what they cannot do with their seeds. And because this is how farming has happened, has been occurring, but, you know, across the world, for a long time, where local farmers, they saved seeds, they exchanged seeds with each other, and also use a lot of indigenous seeds or seeds that may not be indigenous, but maybe crops that have been introduced for some time and they're growing them. Unfortunately, a lot of those are hybrid, but I'll also delve into that, if not here, maybe in another video, the importance of focusing on local, not just locally grown, because something can be locally grown, but it's not indigenous. It's not originally from that place, or, you know, it was probably introduced at some point in history, but it's not necessarily native. So basically what we're seeing now is that seeds are under threat. And, you know, we're seeing that in Africa, we're seeing that in the Americas, and we're seeing it in Asia, and we're seeing more controls also being put in place in Europe and various places. And the aim is to control food supply and to ensure that the production of food is concentrated in the hands of very few. And what they are doing is that they're putting various laws in place. Laws are being put in place, not by these big companies, but these big companies who are controlling the legislature and who have an influence on the local authorities, on the governments, on the presidents, on people in various aspects of governments to implement various laws that will criminalize farmers from, you know, so they will think twice about doing things like even sharing seeds with each other. This is where we're getting. I would say last year, when I was in Tanzania, it came to my attention at that time that there had been some law in place there where it was forbidden for farmers to exchange indigenous seeds. And it was so extreme to the point where the fine was 12 years. One could serve 12 years in jail for a violation of this, or a fine of over 200,000 euro. And we're talking about a country here that, when I was in Tanzania, to show you how exorbitant that is, when I was in Tanzania, I rented a two-bedroom, new brand built, lovely place for the equivalent of about a hundred US per month. $100 US per month. And so when you look at them implementing these measures and saying that, oh, if you exchange seeds, you'll be fined up to over 200,000 euros. It's ridiculous. And that is the extent to which they wanted to scare people from doing this. And what we see is that they are becoming more aggressive. And these are big organizations like Monsanto, for example. And this is why Bill Gates has been very busy in Africa for some time now. And we see companies, and we see these large companies, they want to have control. And it is a part of the New World Order system that they need to implement. Because if you can control food, can you imagine the level of control that you can wield when you can control food? And they are going about this in such a way that the laws that they are putting in place, they give no regard to so-called justice and freedom. And it's the laws also are making it acceptable for them to trample on people's so-called human rights. And not only that, there is the complaint that how the laws are even drafted. They're drafted in such a way that they are vague, that it has contradictory language, it's incomprehensible. And so it leaves room for various interpretation and thus manipulation of the people. And what they're doing is that because they're coming up with various laws that are looking at seed quality and market transparency and prevention of counterfeit for those hybrid seeds or those patented seeds. And it's more... not just hybrid, but patented, because there are hybrid seeds that are not necessarily patented, because there are some hybrid seeds that have existed for hundreds of years, because these things, the hybridization, and so it didn't just start yesterday. This has been going on for a long time, but there are some seeds that have been hybridized, but it has been long, you know, since a long time ago. But patented seed, they want to introduce more patented seed, because when you have a seed that is patented, it means that someone owns the patent. It means you cannot grow that seed unless somebody gives you permission, unless you buy those seeds. And if somebody gives you permission to grow that seed, they can take away that permission. And what happens with a lot of these seeds is that you don't just buy the seeds. They may be high yielding, or they may have quicker turnaround in terms of you may plant them and you can harvest them a lot quicker. But usually it comes hand in hand with pesticides and herbicides, because the same company that is selling the seeds is also selling the herbicides and pesticides. And people are falling into the trap. And even some farmers that could have resisted even more, the quick profit cause people to be blindsided and they can't see beyond the money that they are gonna earn or they're earning currently. They can't see beyond that. And some can see, but some just might not care. But what it means is that if somebody has the pattern for a seed, and farmers are forbidden to use their own seeds, if the law says that they have to use these particular seeds that are patented seeds, it means that they have to buy these seeds from these individuals, these companies. And what you find is that usually these seeds, you have to continue to buy them because they produce a lot of seedless fruits. So when usually when a farmer use the local seeds, whether they are hybrids or whether they are, indigenous seeds or native seeds, and they use these seeds when they produce, because natural plants and even some hybrid plants do produce seeds. And so you have those seeds that you can plant, each season. You save seeds and you replant, you share seeds with other farmers and so on and so forth. Now, in this case, where you have to buy seeds from these companies and you aren't allowed to share seeds, then if this is continued and this is allowed to proliferate and become the norm across countries, across borders, what you find is that this is a big entrapment whereby, one, you have no control over, the quality of the seeds. You have no control over owning the seeds. So therefore, you always have to look to someone so that you can get the seeds. You become dependent on herbicides and pesticides, because these seeds, these fruit foods will not grow properly without the use of herbicides or pesticides, because they were created that way. And you give away your rights, because all someone has to do is to decide, okay, I'm not, for whatever reason, I'm not going to supply you with seeds. Or I'm going to come up with some BS story as to why I shouldn't sell you seeds. When large numbers of a population are dependent on those farmers to produce foods to feed a country, to feed a community, what happens in those cases when they say, okay, no seeds? And it also allows people to control you in such a way that you do what I say or you don't get seeds. And not only that, the biggest problem with this is with these seeds that are one hybrids, they're patented, they're even worse than the hybrids that we're used to. These are some different beasts. They don't provide nutrition to the body to begin with. These foods are foods that will break down the body. And in addition to that, they have a lot of chemicals in them. Because don't think that you're going to be spraying your foods with chemical and that doesn't get in the food. And that is cancer. That is, issues, all kinds of diseases, heart disease, that will affect the pancreas. You eat these things, it gets in the bloodstream. And so we'll see cancers begin to proliferate more and more, because it is well established that the Roundups and, these herbicides and pesticides do cause cancer. That's not a secret. Many people might not want to see or pay attention to it or acknowledge it. That's the case, but that is the case. So what is happening now is that they're trying to, it's kind of like they want to do a takeover. That's practically what they want to do. At the moment in Africa, according to the information that I've found, 80 to 90% of farmers rely on their own seeds. And in Latin America and Asia, it is reported that about 70 to 80% of farmers rely on their own seeds. So when you look at the population of Africa, over a billion people, when you look at the population of Asia also, large population, that is a huge market. So not only is it a huge market, we're talking about 80 to 90% in Africa. They say local farmers that use their own seeds. And I'm sure they want that to be the reverse. Maybe 10 to 20% use their own seed and 80 to 90% use patented seeds. So they are trying to change the face of that. And they're also doing it in trying to make inroads in Asia, Latin America. And it is, I think to myself, don't our leaders see what's happening? Don't they see? Haven't they seen the reports of what happened to a lot of the farmers in India as a result of these measures, these evil measures? And they're trying to spread this everywhere because now in when we look at what's happening in the Netherlands at this time, because the Netherlands government, they aim to cut nitrogen emission. They claim it's for environmental reasons, but they want to cut nitrogen emission by half of what it currently is now in that country, and they want to do it by 2030. And so this will affect farming significantly, in the Netherlands. And they say it's about the environment, but this is what I want people to wake up to. Government is not, most of the governments that are in place are highly controlled, and the decisions that they make is not about the environment, it's not about the people, it's about whom they serve. And when we see things happening, it's easy to sit and look back and say, oh, that's happening in the Netherlands. No. It's coming to your country in some way, shape, or form. And so it's important that we be cognizant. It's important that we, when we see these things happening, that we be aware and also be prepared. And like what they're trying to implement in Africa now, and we see it's being done where in various countries where these crazy laws they're trying to implement. Now it won't be so easy for them to do it quickly or at the scale at which they would want to in Africa. It would take time. Because a lot of people who even come to the market and sell, they grow their own food. They're not necessarily commercial farmers. And to a large extent, people are still have control over their own seeds. Farmers have control over their own seeds. People who may not be commercial farmers but do their own little farming that they sell, use a lot of them do use their own seeds. So the aim is that they want to change that. And as I noted, not just here, but they want to do that across the world. And especially in places where a large portion or a large percentage of the population use their own seeds, they are trying to make inroads in these places. And that is the main way through which they want to control Africa. Africa is controlled in other ways too, because there is a serious religious psychosis here. But, food is also on the table as we speak. And so, what can we do? We have to be vigilant. We have to save seeds. Just exactly what they want us to not do, that's what we're going to do. We're going to save indigenous seeds. So we all have seeds to pass on to each other. And we have to share information and help others to understand what is truly at stake currently and what is truly at stake at the future. And that is not just about, you know, the quick money that could be made now, but what it really means for you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and what it will mean for the future of the children. And the legacy that will be left by the decisions that are made today. So people have to begin to understand this. And also, one of the big crime is that many people don't realize that there is a strong difference between these natural and indigenous seeds, hybrid seeds, and patented seeds. It's not just foods. It's not all just, oh, it's all foods. No. They are not all equal. And their effects on the body, their effects on the land is not the same. And there are consequences. And so these are things, these are discussions that need to be had. And so as people begin to understand more, it will be easier for them to push back against the government and the various laws that the government want to put in place, because the government is not making decisions for the benefit of the country or the people. Many of them are controlled. And so, you know, I'm going to say also that as individuals, as families, as communities, we have to begin to speak to each other more. And two, I mean, that's how we start before we can go, you know, on a wider scale as families, and, you know, get your family to understand, get your children to understand what's happening and what is being done. And like I say, save seeds. And where possible, try to grow your own food, even if it's small scale. There are various ways and methods in which people are learning to plant their own foods in their own little garden. They might have a small plot of land. There are people who show you. There are videos on YouTube. There are articles online where people show you how you can use a small space and have a yield of, you know, foods. So these are things that we have to become cognizant of and understand that there is a push to control food like never before. You know, it has always been going slowly, but there is that push that is continuing. And there is also an effort to shut down the food supply. We see it happening in many places across the world. A lot of Americans are talking about that now. You know, a lot of places in Europe, they're talking about that. Because in those places, the impact is felt more heavily. You know, I am, for example, where I am at the moment, I am like about 5 minutes drive from the market. I could literally walk to the market. And so the market is open as early as the morning and as late as you can go. The market is, you get things in the market. There are people selling in the market. You can go to the market every day if you want. But in some places where people don't even, have never even seen a market, it's just a supermarket that they rely on, they will feel that effect of, you know, food shortage a bit more. And so we have to be cognizant. And this is a topic I'll talk about more, because one of the things I want to, you know, go into is that we can talk more about self-sufficiency. How can we become more self-sufficient? How can we, you know, learn to grow our own foods, learn to build our own homes, learn to just do as much as we can by ourselves, where we don't depend on government to do certain things for us. And so I will come back to this topic again. I hope you found this useful. Don't forget to be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-da.